You're chilling in your room listening to some sick beats from the 80s, some classic Marvin Gaye, sexual healing just because. You hear the classic snap of the snare drum, the thud of the bass, and the tisk-tisk of the cymbal. While listening to hip-hop music, many will not associate the background beats with the Roland TR-808, but the machine is in fact utilized in many songs in the genre of hip-hop and electronic music and has greatly influenced many of the technologies that have since been produced.
In our class, Sound and Society with Professor Brennan, my classmates and I were assigned research topics varying from throat singing to the theremin. This podcast assignment was originally inspired by the article The MP3 as a Cultural Artifact by Jonathan Stern, where he discusses how MP3 files have altered how we perceive sound. In fact, some state that the MP3 mirrors how our ears process sound vibrations.
Additionally, in this article, Stern also discusses that due to the fact that we treat these particular objects, such as the drum machine, with tremendous significance, they're considered to be cultural artifacts. In addition, the article A Rainforest Acoustomology by Steve Feld talks about an interesting concept of drone sounds. So, what are drone sounds? You may be wondering why this connects to the Roland TR-808. In hip-hop music, the TR-808 serves as a drone sound because it's an ever-present sound that occurs in the background, such as how the sound of the wind is always present in the rainforest. As you continue to listen to this podcast, you will realize that the beats created for songs become the bass, the foundation. It repeats and becomes a sound that meshes into the background.
As you can tell by the title of this podcast, Abra and I were assigned the Roland TR-808. What's the goal behind this, you ask? Well, we are studying the drum machine in order to discover how it has shaped the genres of hip-hop and electronic music to illustrate its importance to sound study scholars due to its cultural and technological implications on music. In addition to this, we are also going to dive into the idea of how the Roland TR-808 is a cultural artifact.
When people think of hip-hop and electronic dance music, one of the first things that come to mind is the distinctive sound of the beat that threads its way through every song. While it may not be the flashiest aspect of the music, the beat acts as a drone in the background, and the music could not exist without it. As record producer Ray Keith puts it,
classic 808 and 909 kick drum, do you know what I mean, with the 909 kit, it's just bare essentials. It's like, if you're driving a car, you've got to have a steering wheel. If you're making music, you've got to have an 808.
The Roland TR-808, or the 808 as it is commonly called, has been the main contributor of these beats to the genre since its invention in 1980, and can be found in songs from a wide range of artists such as Marvin Gaye, Beyoncé, Kanye West, and Janet Jackson.
Here's an example of Whitney Houston's I Wanna Dance With Somebody.
Back when the 808 was first used in Planet Rock, the song that made it famous, it was used primarily to add a bass line without distracting from the rest of the song. Arthur Barker, the producer of Planet Rock, talks about the process of finding and using the 808 for the record.
Found it on Village Voice, man with drum machine, you know, 808, man, programmer with 808, I'll never forget, it was like $25. And he came up and, you know, I told him what to program, and then Bambada came up with an alternate beat from a record called Super Sperm by Captain Sky. So we did the beat, and then we did, you know, I had, you know, some ideas like the bass sort of that went with the kick drum. That was something I came up with to just sort of reinforce it and to give it a bass line, because I wanted a bass line, but we didn't want to come up with something that would distract from the beat.
The Roland TR-808 is definitely a machine that looks like a child can play with it. With its chunky buttons and colorful keys, this device is able to produce sounds such as drums, cymbals, and repetitive beats since 1980.
Matt Black from the British duo Cold Cut explains why this machine is so easy to use.
The wonderful things about this is you can just be hitting beats more or less at random, not sure what you're going to come up with, but if it sounds good, then you use it. And that's a key feature of these Roland machines. They're so easy to use that you could just play with them and get shit out that you would never actually think of programming in a million years.
Originally released after the more expensive Lin LM1, the Roland TR-808 slowly began to rise in popularity as a result of its cheaper price and its fun-looking buttons that made it easy to use for everyone. In fact, Roland TR-808 was one-fifth of the price of other leading machines, which, upon its release, was around $1,000.
Despite this, the 808 was originally considered to be inferior due to its tinier sounds and was too artificial compared to the actual beats of the drum. By 1983, however, Roland replaced the 808, resulting in a quick secondary market for the discounted model of the drum machine. As a result, it became one of the most popular and important drum machines in the history of music, with its deep kick drum, bright-sounding snares, cowbell, and hand-clap sounds.
Upon hearing Planet Rock for the first time, Arthur Barker knew that music would be changed forever.
When I took it home, I knew. I said to the woman who was my wife at the time, I said, we've made musical history. I really knew that was before the rap. It was just the track, and I just said, it sounds so different.
The sound of the Roland TR-808 soon became one of the classic sounds in hip-hop, R&B, techno, and house music. Today, it is acknowledged to be a vintage sound and is often found in newer machines produced by other companies. Another notable quality about this particular drum machine was the complex percussive tracks that are in some cases inhumanly possible to replicate. Matt Black also talks about how the interface of the 808 was one of the main factors that pushed it ahead in the markets, and how the Roland machines progressed over time leading up to the 808 itself.
Way of programming. So the whole way that you step program rhythms on here was very much different to what had gone before. It was interactive, it was programming, it was direct. And then the sounds had this kind of strange quality, and you can listen to the Roland machines and hear the evolution of sounds from the original kind of organ drum machine sections through to the 808, which was kind of, you know, the pinnacle of that development.
Taking all this into consideration, the drum machine resulted in the first homegrown generation of hip-hop producers due to its affordability. Music producers could avoid the costs and complications of music studios and create beats straight from their home. Consequently, cities just outside of New York saw a large increase of rap artists. Despite this, there's no place like Florida, where the subgenre of Miami bass became known for the booming low end of the TR-808 kick drum.
The best drum sound. Its kick drum sound is legendary. Let me repeat that. Its kick drum sound is legendary.
As you can see, the Roland TR-808 has made tremendous difference in the hip-hop community just by its invention itself. However, there is a much more profound impact that should be discussed in terms of progression of hip-hop music, dance, and culture. Developing a concept called the heterogeneous sound ideal, which is used to describe the conception of African-American music, Wilson claims that there is a common approach to creating this genre of music. This consists of contrasting timbre sounds that is sought after in both vocal and instrumental music.
In Shelley Trower's Hearing Vibrations, she states that the 1990s were a time where it was easy to become aware of the vibrations that made up sound, at a time where the bass vibrations had taken on a new prominence as an essential element of most forms of dance music. Without the affordability of the 808, many artists in the genre itself may not have gotten to where they are now without this machine and the important drum beats.
Techno innovator and DJ Derek May believes that the music is so unbelievably energetic, it's so unbelievably spiritual, that it just seems to set fire to something in you. It puts you into a whole other level. The music, that was what was my drug. It was so powerful to me, the way it hit me, that I never felt there was anything that could be better.
Another article called Dancing Our Way Out of Class Through Funk, Techno, or Rave by Beatrice Arison also brings up some fascinating points when it comes to these genres of music and how they influence social class and culture.
Beatrice tells us that no matter what dance floor the people are on, they become secular, ritualistic locus of emancipation and liberation from society's ever-growing stranglehold. In fact, many people's goals are to abolish social order and prohibitions to allow the music to have an out-of-body experience. Besides being audibly different from one another, each element serves both as a singular and a group function. That is, while each instrument is played independently, it is also contributing to the overall feel. The bass drum is important to the beat because it simplifies movement on the dance floor, largely through matching the rhythm and sonic force of the bass.
No matter if someone's Black, Asian, white, Christian, Jewish, heterosexual, homosexual, Republican, Democrat, rich or poor, everyone gathers around to have a good time with the Roland TR-808. Once the body is fully immersed, these sedentary classifications dissipate and dance movements open the mind, causing all concepts of class to abolish. The 808 and other similar drum machines have caused a development in technology, especially in relation to music and sound. Looking forward, it is possible to see the increase in synthetic sounds like drum machines in different video games, apps, and other newer machines that are being built to replace the old.
For example, the Roland TR-808 sounds were recently used in Grand Theft Auto V, as well as in iPhone apps such as Technobox, which can be sold for only $9.99. Some of these apps, found on the App Store, produce sounds like 808 drum machines in order to help make machines that are even cheaper and more accessible to music production today. Additionally, newer machines such as the Rhythm Track and the MZ-505 use the 808 as a foundation to build off of, meaning that they have other sounds, but also include the 808 sound as its own unique set of noises. This conveys how important of a sound it is, given that the 808 sound itself is used in conjunction with other noises that are found in today's music, such as other drums and cymbals.
So why is this juvenile-looking machine so important? Firstly, it allowed a much wider range of people to interact with music it helped create, both because of its low cost and because it's formatted to look like a toy, with its color-coded keys and dials. Additionally, the 808 helped break down racial and economic barriers, since it could be used by almost anyone. The music that it was included in was well-known throughout the country, and the noise that it emits could be clearly identified, even if people didn't know what it came from.
As stated in Nelson George's All Hail the Beat,
the very artificiality of the 808 became its calling card.
As you can see by the widespread usage of the 808, the drum machine has woven itself into the threads of hip-hop and electronic music forever, as a result of its impact on both the genre of hip-hop as well as the society which surrounds it. The 808 should be considered a cultural artifact. While the 808 is a machine that requires a power supply and does not have strings or a reed, it is an instrument all the same.
Yeah, it's time to chase your dreams. How about the streets? Make your body swing. Socialize.